the significance of the carvings of American corn when it wasn't known in Europe for several hundred years later tells us that somebody either went over to the Americas and witnessed corn or did something, or somebody from the Americas came over to Europe. I don't know which is which. What do you think, Mark Pinkham?
Well, according to legend, Prince Henry Sinclair landed in Nova Scotia, and he spent the winter with the Mi'kmaq Indians. And they have legends of a culture bear called Glooskap, who came over and taught them many of their mundane and sacred sciences, and then left. And most recently, Niven Sinclair, one of the heads of Clan Sinclair, has been in touch with the chiefs of the Mi'kmaq Indians, and they have actually come to the conclusion that, yes, indeed, Henry Sinclair was their Glooskap. And so there's been a very strong bond that's been created between Clan Sinclair and the Mi'kmaq Indians because of that. But besides that, there's also evidence that Henry was over there. They found a 14th century cannon, for example, in the harbor of Louisburg in Nova Scotia, which would have been used by the Venetians at that time. And Henry was very much connected to the Zeno brothers of Venice, and actually Antonio was his captain. And besides that, you've got what's called the Westford Knight, which is a knight that is actually carved into stone and marks the tomb of one of the gun clan that accompanied Henry over to the New World, and he was second in command. And so there's a lot of evidence if you study from Nova Scotia down through Massachusetts and into Rhode Island, where you find the structure that Henry supposedly built there that Andrew referred to. So there's a lot of evidence if you start looking around.
Okay, so what then, and you can both jump in here, what do you think the purpose of Roslyn Chapel was? Why did they build it?
It is actually a monument to three extraordinary things. Firstly, it's the Chapel of the Grail. And you know Wagner's Parsifal and all that, and all these Grail legends. And another thing is the Temple of Solomon. And the third thing it is, with all those carvings of fruit and leaves and green men, it's a sort of Garden of Eden. It's a combination of all three, because the Earl of the time was actually probably one of the most learned men in Europe at the end of the Middle Ages. And he had this huge library or scriptorium, and certainly was something of a mystic. And this is a time when it was really an age of luxury and luxuriance, the waning of the Middle Ages. And he was obviously had a lot of Eastern mysticism in him, indeed, Gnosticism, all these legends from the East. And it is, you can see that it is built on the model of the Temple of Solomon in two great cubes.
Makes you wonder, Andrew, if there's any of Solomon's treasure buried there somewhere.
Ah, well, I'm the man who's meant to have gotten nearest to it. In the end, I firstly did a lot of research on Prince Henry getting across. Then the next thing I did was quite extraordinary. There was a Sinclair conference up in Orkney where Prince Henry had sailed from. And I got into the lodge there and found what subject of my second book on the subject of Secret Scroll. And this was quite extraordinary because it's 18 foot tall and 6 foot wide. It's the most beautiful medieval scroll of that size, I think, in the whole of Scotland. There's nothing like it. And it's covered with Templar symbols and of the Temple of Solomon and all. They thought it dated from the 18th century. But quite incredibly, I was given by actually a mason, but the local CID man, four pieces of it. And I had it radiocarbon dated by the people who did the Turin Shroud,
yes,
top Oxford lab. And my goodness, it turned out to be 15th century. And that was the time of Earl William. And that was the time in which he had built his chapel. Now, what happened with the Reformation is that Rossin Castle and Chapel were somewhat spared, but they really wanted to break up all the statues and the monuments. And that whole library was destroyed, Rossin Castle, by mobs of Protestants from Edinburgh who hated the Catholics and hated all these statues of the Virgin and all the altars and things like that. And they destroyed the library. And I'm pretty certain that he sent this incredible scroll up to the other Sinclair Castle in Kirkwall in Orkney, and that's how I got there. And it ended in the lodge. And the most incredible thing about it, if I can go on a bit,
please,
is that in the middle of it, there was a ground plan of the Temple of Solomon. And that ground plan absolutely fitted the ground plan of Rostand Chapel, down to where the pillars were, everything. Now, this is the remarkable thing. In it, this ground plan of the Temple of Solomon, they had two chambers, and we know there are vaults at Rosslyn, and the contents of those chambers, incredibly, were the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies.